Have you ever been in a group of people and maybe something happens and you start going down this path of insecurity and feeling that people don't like you and your nervous system gets all out of whack? Well, this happened to me recently, and then I started talking to other people that this was happening to because I am in a huge project right now. So we have 70 people coming together to work on a project that we are really passionate about. And I'm the intimacy oracle, and I think intimacy happens in all sorts of ways. Often we talk about just romantic intimacy, but there's intimacy in professional relationships, in friendships, in groups. And so a couple of people have come and talk to me about what's going on for them. And so I shared what happened for me. So I arrived and I was in the room with a couple of people who I noticed that they didn't give me the warm welcome, the eye contact that I was hoping for. I noticed them sort of like hugging other people and not hugging me. And so I started to create a story. So I went outside and I was like, this is not how this is going to go down. I'm here to be part of this project. I've been chosen for this incredible project. And these are old stories that go way back. And I don't need to be stuck in this. So I really like calmed my nervous system, breathed in. And I really did some like opening my heart, some energy work. And then I went back in and I connected with both of those people that I had a story about. And it was completely clear. And now we are just 24 hours later, I'm like feeling very connected to both of these people. So intimacy is such a big trigger for our old stories. And a lot of people find groups really challenging, like really scary, and it brings up old emotions. And I just think it's so important when this is happening to take some space, take some deep breaths, feel your body, feel how, okay, if my nervous system is reacting and getting out of alignment and I'm losing my calm and my cool, chances are this is going back to old stories. So giving ourselves that love, maybe our younger inner child, and working on our heart. I like to picture like pink flowery energy, and I'm open and I'm calling in my light into my body and feeling grounded. And so just be patient with yourself. Be patient about your reactions with others. And trust yourself, trust your intuition. Is this something that's going on in my mind, or is this something that's going on in my heart? If my heart is genuinely hurting, maybe I could go and talk to this person and share. But oftentimes these stories are just actually going on in our mind. So just making choices about how deep we can be in with ourselves. Like, is this true that this person actually has an issue with me? Really looking into whether this is a story or an actual problem with this person. And we can often find that the stories we create have nothing to do with the other person, and they have everything to do with us. Not living fully in our hearts, not living fully in our peace, in our nervous system, in our self-love, and not being like rooted in our center. And I really love practicing like opening to a higher intelligence. Like whatever is happening here, I can just let it be there. So I'm not trying to like change my feelings or make myself feel okay. I'm just simply opening my heart, opening my mind to everything is beautiful here. and getting out of my fear by just being with it, by loving that inner child, so that I'm not trapped in it. The fear can be there, but I'm not trapped in it. I'm opening to a higher level of consciousness. And this is how we create our power. This is how we can really align ourselves with powerful alignments, powerful partnerships, whether that's romantic, work, professional, friendship. Like, the more that we don't give these stories our power, but we open our hearts and open to a higher intelligence, the more we just naturally become an empowered human being. And this is how we are more guided to our destiny, by not getting trapped in that fear, in those stories, believing every single word, calling in our light, calling in our higher selves into this space, so that we can be authentic, real, and powerful in our connections. And then just see, go and connect with someone. So it's sometimes, like in my case, there wasn't a conversation needed. I just simply went up to them with my heart open to a higher level of consciousness, and literally everything just dissolved. Was just those little voices and insecurities that have been with me my whole life, and those can
So
just
fun.
fall away. And there are times where you need to have a real conversation and really share,
Like,
like,
hey.
hey, that hurt me when you said that, or but just being aware that sometimes it's really painful, and sometimes it's painful in the actual connection, and sometimes it's just painful in our own mind and our own nervous system. And as we connect with our inner child, give ourselves that love, it all falls away, and we come into more empowered connection with ourselves and with others. So I am Shezza Sherrill. I'm the intimacy oracle. I help people with all kinds of intimacy, and particularly those who are desperately longing for love and connection, or constantly shutting down in intimacy. So feel free to get in touch with me if you would like some help on that. And I have my Divine and Alive Tantra course, which is just about to pop. And I am sending you all so many blessings. If you like this video, please like and subscribe. And just remember, keep coming back into your heart.